It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Our next guest is on the line now. Badge?
Who?
This guy is another head coach of a current NRL team. He is taking
it. Doesn't narrow it down from my former Raiders teammates. There's plenty of them.
Yeah. Oh, he also coached you at the Raiders and also coached you, Sats. Tim Sheens is on the line to wish you good luck and farewell in your retirement as well. Sheensy, welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
How are you, coach?
Oh, I'm good, mate. What's this retirement stuff? Well, you've got to be too young to do
does
that.
Does it make you old, Sheensy, that he's 61 and he's retiring?
That's strange,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it does make me very old, Sats. Thanks very much.
No, I'm semi-retiring. Tim, I'm going to go and mow lawns and I don't know what I'm going to do, actually. Go fishing, more surfing. Might have come down and annoy you at the Tigers. I just put on Kevvy Wilders for a gig at the Bronx, but nothing happened.
Right. You and Hyde, you can go fishing together.
Ah, the great Brian Hyder. He's Sheensy's right-hand man.
Hey, Sheensy, was he easy to coach?
Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
easy. Particularly the year he did the goal kicking. It was really, when Big Mal was out injured, Gary was our goal kicker. What year was that, 88, Gaz?
Yes, it was, Tim. I can tell you, every goal that I kicked from every position.
How many points? Weren't you close to leading point scorer then?
Oh, yeah, I got the dally in for that, but that's nothing.
Yeah, well, while he was doing well, Sats, he was easy to coach. But no, not a problem. In fact, principles that he used, he and Chicka Ferguson used with kick returns, with wingers and so on, I still use today. Stole that from him. And I've never seen a pair do it better. But although young Mullins and after with
Kenny Nagus and that crew,
Kenny Nagus did a fair job.
Oh, unbelievable!
But that was all behind you guys. That was all behind you guys.
I've got to say, and I've talked a lot about Chicka and how he was the crowd favourite. Tim, you'd back this up. Despite Mal and Laurie and Clyde and Lazo and all those stars, Chicka was the absolute crowd favourite. And we had this little play where I'd sort of cut back to the short side and. What I did learn over the years after Chicka left is if your winger hasn't got the smarts to do it, you just can't do it properly. He was just absolutely
true,
very, very brilliant, clever.
He read the body language of his own winger. He was opposite. If he was coming in to tackle you, he stayed outside. If he was drifting, he'd wait for you to come across field and cut underneath you. It was an art and something that I still encourage today. So, but there was only one Johnny Ferguson. Although Nolan Raduca said to me once, "Who is this Johnny Ferguson?" I said to him, "You're the new Johnny Ferguson." He said, "Who is this Johnny Ferguson?" So that put me down. But many a time down the left edge, Chicka. Ducking under, cutting back, running along the in goal, perilously close to improve it. So often getting touched while he's in the in goal before he put it down. So you can take him that year for a few of your goal kicks, toe poker you.
They're all in front.
Because you go around and put it in front, yeah.
Hey, Sheensy, we just listened to some audio from Badge 2020 Origin and it was a Queensland parochial call where he said, stick that up your New South Wales. And so having so many players in Origin, Queensland, New South Wales, and they're coming back mostly on a Thursday back to training, how hard was it to manage that as a coach when one team's obviously won and don't want to rub it in too much?
Well, the biggest problem I had, Sats, was when they were away, I only had enough players to play a game of euchre together. There was that many of them playing for Queensland, New South Wales. Of course, the personalities of that side, the Queenslanders gave plenty to the New South Wales guys when they came back. But after 91, when Wally retired and few things happened, and the New South Wales took a bit of a run there for four or five games. They got square, mate. They got big. Truly, they got square.
Yeah, Ricky Stewart knew how to sledge a bit, didn't he? He was pretty good in that department.
Oh, you weren't too bad, mate. The T-shirt, the T-shirt awards.
Yeah.
If we didn't have one, Sats, Gary'd make one up. And, of course, the more you whinged about it, the more you got it. I think Badge was one of the best storytellers in the club. Yeah.
Can't believe you'd say that, Tim. Mm.
Beauty.
No, mate, that's all right. That's all right.
Tim, before we let you go,
You're right, guys.
I was going to say, mate, how are the Tigers looking?
We haven't lost a game.
Kevin just said the same thing
about that. Yeah, top of the table.
Yeah. So
best time of year.
No, look, going pretty well. We're not going to be starting with our best side first up. We're still bringing guys back. You know, the guys who travel back after World Cup and things like that. A few niggly injuries, and our first game. We're going to hold them back. Probably our second game against Canberra will be closer to our full side.
Good on you, mate. Hey, Tim, thanks, mate. Thanks for having a chat, and hopefully I can drop Pleasure, by at mate. Some stage. How big is the mansion you've got in Sydney when I'm on my travels in the next 12 months or so?
Is that right? No, it's nothing like my owning Magnetic Island. But,
yes.
And half a
queen bin when you were there. So, yes, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, right. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll cop that. But you guys did pretty well out of Super League. Don't tell me that.
Hey, I missed it.
Well, you've still got a poker machine badge, haven't you?
Yeah, I've still got a poker machine at Queen Bin.
That's right.
Hyde's still got a photograph of all the checks that you signed at the casino in Townsville when you signed. He took them all and took a photograph of all the checks you got just to sign the contract.
He would have tried to cash him in.
Would feed a small country.
Yeah.
All right, Tim.
Thanks, Sheensy.
Good luck this year with the West
all
Tigers.
Right, guys. All best, guys. Drop in and see us, Gary. Anytime.
I'd love to, mate.
Okay,
we'll do.
All the best.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.